Unexpected sources. That's a path which supplies you with something you didn't expect. Many times that absence of expectation will cause you to miss what's being presented to you, and that includes God's Word. You've been presented with God's Word many times, and you did not even realize it. This came through what we call popular music. You don't believe me? Remember the song Turn, Turn, Turn by, among others, the Byrds? Well, in case you don't, here are some of the lyrics, and don't worry, I'm not going to sing them. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep, to everything there is a season. Those lyrics and what follows in the song come from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Start with the first verse, we find, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what's planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. And there's the song, Welcome to My World, which has been performed by greats including Dean Martin, Elvis, many others. Lyrics in part, I'm not going to sing them, calm down. Uncover your ears. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this world of mine. Now we turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. We find this is Jesus speaking. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Getting more contemporary, Writings on the Wall by Sam Smith, that's based on the fifth chapter of the book Daniel. Lyrics of the song Where is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas, when you listen to it, it's an obvious call to turn to God. Even Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise makes use of part of Psalm 23. These songs bring God's word to those who hear them from an unexpected source, which, in a way, keeps a historical tradition and timeline going. King David, who is believed to have written 73 of the Psalms, was a musician. Francis Hopkinson, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, created one of the first hymnals in America, setting the 150 Psalms to music so they could be sung, as David once did. There are many more examples, which leads us to an important teaching from the Bible on how and why we are to sing our praise to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. And when you look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, we read, and do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There are many pop songs sharing God's Word, which made the top 100 Billboard charts over the years. A couple of songs expressing faith in a more overall way were Jubilation by Paul Anka, hit number 65 in the U.S., number 31 in Canada, where he was from. That was back in 1972. There was a group called the Edwin Hawkins Singers, who back in 1969 released a song called Oh Happy Day, wound up peaking at number 4 on the charts, which, given the formatics of top 40 radio back in the day, would mean that stations like WABC in New York would have to frequently play that song due to its high chart position. Then there's the song Heidi Ho, also known as Old Sweet Roll. Lyrics are based on when Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, which we'll learn about in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. It was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King and was a hit peaking at number 14 in 1970 for the group Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Now, while the Blood, Sweat, and Tears version is spectacular, I want to conclude today with one of the writers of the song performing it. Here is Carole King.
coat.